Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was seminarian, I was trying to really observe and to remember everything what my father was doing or other priests were doing to learn of wisdom, how to act then when I am ordained. And I remember that once there were like new parents came to my father and they were asking for baptism. So they were searching for a good Sunday. And I remember that my father said for one like Sunday, said, well, you know what, let's move it to another Sunday because there is nicer gospel there. And I understand what he said. I remember that, and this memory came back when I realized, okay, we schedule baptism and gospel is about this horrible like state of the man who was possessed by demons, and it's a really almost scary story. I said, well, this is not nice gospel for baptism. But then when I started to think about that, I realized actually it is. It is wonderful gospel, wonderful message. Because what we saw there, this transformation, this healing of that man who came to his senses and he sat at the feet of Jesus. Actually, this happened something similar and more important even during this baptism. When the Jack was taken away from this earth, from this land of exile, and he was brought to God, who healed him totally, and he transformed his whole being, soul and body and mind, to be worthy and to become member of the kingdom. And we don't realize that very often, but there is huge and radical change. And there is huge and radical difference between man, a person who is baptized, a person who is not baptized. There is huge difference because one is still inhabitant of this earth, of this exile, but baptized is free and he becomes member of kingdom, still even living on the earth for a while, but member of kingdom with all this nature transformed and somehow penetrated by God's grace. And it is good if we see this in this way, because it happens many times that we forget this privilege which we have as a baptized. And not only privilege, that we forget this invitation which was given to us through this gift to live as a God's children. And many times we forget in that measure that we even go away from that gift. We go away from God. And this is even explanation for question we might have, which could sometimes arise in our mind during listening to the gospel, that we might ask ourselves how it is possible that a human being can be possessed in that way as was that man in gospel, that he was crazy. People were afraid of the person. He was living among tombs. He was like, oh. It was really ruined human being. Angry. How it is possible that this happens? And maybe explanation of that might help us and to parents and godparents to avoid these steps which lead to this state. Because we are not immune. It's so easy to get there. It's so easy to get there. Because before liturgy there was an exorcism when parents and godparents said no to evil and his kingdom. It was declaration of the war, but this war started at the moment. For the moment, evil one always will be hunting to get his soul and our souls from jealousy. And sometimes we think that these temptations, these attacks of evil, we think that those are those big things. When we are tempted in some kind of horrible way, when we really see that and we are terrified, we say, well, this is temptation, I have to fight now. Yes, though there are these moments, but those are rare. The evil one is smart and wise, and he has a lot of tactics he uses to get us. The first tactic he uses is that he doesn't approach us with the thought, deny God, go against God. He would never do this because he's not stupid. He would know that we would say, no, I want to belong to God. But what he offers is many times simple, almost innocent, and sometimes almost good thought. Do this. And this thought can push us to do some things, for example, to gain glory of the world, to be acknowledged, to receive glory from others. And we do good things with this intention to get glory. Instead to give glory to God, we are wanting to get glory. We start to feed our ego. And through this, we open gates for another demon to come. If one demon opens the door to our heart, immediately it is followed by another demon, and he can come with another almost innocent thought. Maybe the thought will be, well, you are so tired. God will understand. You can skip the prayer evening. Or you are so tired, skip this ascetical exercise. And we say, yeah, okay. And doors are open wider. And another is coming, and another, and another. And they will not cause that we stand against God in full force and we say, now God, you are out of my life. They don't do this. But through these small suggestions, through this invitation to go to some kind of easy, comfortable life, to skip these things which help us to keep grace in us, and still keeping in mind that I am a good Christian because I believe in Christ. I read gospel. Even I pray sometimes. I come on Sundays to the church. Yes, I do all things. I am fine. I'm okay. But actually, I am not. Because through these small things, I'm actually going away from God. And I give him power to these demons who start to bring some kind of gloomy atmosphere to my soul. So gloomy that I cannot see correctly. I can listen gospel, but I cannot really see the meaning. I can say prayers, but it doesn't cause this excitement. excitement, zeal for God in me. I am tolerant to all bad things around me. I say, well, this is the world, this is life. We are so weak people. I am able to justify everything what is in my heart and still thinking that I am good Christian when actually I am servant of evil one at the time. And if I stay in this state, well, the grace is gone. And I am pretending something. I'm like really enemy of God masked in pious pose. But who suffers? I'm suffering because I'm losing understanding of truth. And then slowly I start to act as his enemy. I start to act like a crazy person. I am starting to act like somebody who lost mind. I still say that I believe in God. But for example, I will take just one thing which we hear now a lot of about the thing. It is abortion. There are so many Catholics, Christians, who say, well, it's okay. Even now, in this difficult time of election, there are Catholics who support those who say that abortion should be allowed to the end of this pregnancy. And I will tell you what it is. What does it mean to the end? This law which is prepared on the table to be approved. Do you know what does it mean? It means that if child is being born and still the head of child is in the womb of mother, doctor can kill the baby even at that moment if they wish abortion. Tell me, what is difference between that man from gospel who lived in the tombs and those people who support that? What is more horrible? He didn't kill anybody. That man was scary, he was suffering of demons, but he didn't cause death. And how deep we are in some kind of this, in this light, in this darkness. If we Christians, well, not all, but there are many, if we Christians have no problem to support that. And what we can see if we tell truth? What we can see if we tell truth and we somehow in the presence of these people who support this, they become angry. They start to fight with other Christians. They start to fight with the church. They start to fight because they don't see, they're blind. This sin caused them, this lack of grace caused them to be blind. And because of they act like the crazy man. They are screaming, they are protesting, insulting. How bad it is when we don't pay attention how we live. How bad it is if we let our conscience go so down that we are not able to recognize and and follow God's truth. How horrible it is if a Christian pretends that believes in God but denies his truth. And we can see that now. And especially, it is not only here in America because of election, but you can see it in the whole world. Holland, Germany, France, Italy. There are on the tables all these laws which goes against human life. But this is only one set of laws. There are so many others which go after our freedom, after dignity of our life, all over the world. And it is amazing, look, how sharply we can see it now. I remember when we got freedom and first free election in Slovakia, there were many parties there, new ones, and there was one party which was all this Communist Party. And I remember in one discussion or a conference they gave, and they were asked by a reporter, why in your program there are not those like very like this suggestions or programs which are very left? And he said, well, we have to back up because society would reject us if we go after that. They were right. They would come with all these ideas. They would be rejected because many Christians at the time they could see better in spiritual light and they would reject them. But how horrible it is, then this year in election in Slovakia, there was party, Liberal Party, and they were pushing even 100% more liberal laws and suggestions, and they got to parliament. How we Christians in Slovakia, we lost this ability to recognize what is truth, what is not truth. But now it is almost everywhere, even on here we can feel that it is for us, this election gives us some kind of moment when we have to make decisions. Clear decision. These elections are not about lesser evil. This election for Christian should be clear. Should be clearer. Because either I belong to Christ and I defend his values of gospel, or not. And I know that some can say, well, there is some kind of little aspects I allow, so I will vote for that. But I will make prediction for you. You betray Christ, your faith becomes weaker. And I guarantee you, your children will lose faith totally. It's impossible to play that I am a Christian if I don't follow Christ. If I am not choosing Christ, I am choosing spiritual death. And if I am still kept by some kind of habits, pretending something, I can survive. But sooner or later, I will go away from Christ, from the church, from faith, and my children will be even not interested in. Search among your friends, your relatives, and you will find that those whose minds were poisoned by ideas which goes against Christ, against gospel, many of them, they are already gone. Or they are on the way, away from God. And if they don't come to senses, they will be gone, gone forever. And this kind of feeling that, okay, I am not, but I'm a spiritual person, I like this nice feeling, or, you know, I'm a spiritual person, it doesn't matter. It is another lie from evil one who wants to satisfy our conscience, because we are not called by Christ to live according our feelings, but according the truth. I will be praying for you today, parents, godparents, really with all my strength. And not only today, I pray all for all these newly baptized during each liturgy. Because you are bringing this child to a world which is hostile to good things, honest things to God. I will pray for you, may you become good warriors. But I guarantee you, if you sacrifice yourself, if you give your blood to preserve grace in your children, through this sacrifice, you'll be saved. And your children will be saved. And you are going to have abundant life in Christ. And His blessing not only on this earth and in the future. And through this you might be builders of new Christian society. And we have to admit that we are at that point when we have to rebuild again Christian society, civilization from the scratch. God calls us. And this is time of calling when we have to make radical, firm, and free decision to follow Him, despite of this craziness which is around us. May God help you. Amen.